Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Flip Dirt. Not Houses. How to Create Monthly Cash Flow by Flipping Vacant Land in 5 Easy Steps is a real estate investing guide by Joe McCall that focuses on a niche many investors overlook. Vacant land. Rather than emphasizing traditional house flipping, the book presents land as a simpler asset class with fewer repairs, fewer tenant issues, and more room for flexible deal structures. Its purpose is practical and instructional, offering a step-by-step approach for readers who want to generate cash flow through buying land at a discount and reselling it for profit or using seller financing to create recurring income. Based on the available descriptions, the book is designed for both beginners and active investors who want a lower complexity entry point into real estate. It centers on a repeatable business model rather than one-off tactics, highlighting how to find sellers, evaluate properties quickly, and build systems that can be run remotely and part-time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the practical appeal of land deals over renovation-based investing. The book's central argument is that vacant land can be a more accessible investing category than houses. That claim matters because it shifts the investor's focus away from repairs, renovations, tenants, and property management, which are the main sources of complexity in residential housing deals. Land is presented as simpler to evaluate and easier to transact because the asset itself does not require upkeep in the same way a structure does. The book frames this niche as attractive precisely because it is less crowded than traditional house flipping, which can improve deal access for investors who are willing to learn a narrower set of skills. This is not a promise of easy money, it is a strategic reordering of priorities. By treating land as the product, the book encourages readers to think in terms of market inefficiency, seller motivation, and flexible pricing rather than renovation value or cosmetic upgrades. Secondly, why the book organizes land flipping into an operational system. The book is structured around a 5-step method, which is important because it turns a broad investing idea into an operational process. Instead of offering scattered tips, it attempts to show how a land flipping business can move from market selection to deal acquisition to resale. This kind of framework is useful for readers because it reduces guesswork. Each step creates a decision point and a workflow. The available descriptions suggest the process includes identifying promising markets, finding motivated sellers, making offers, conducting due diligence, and locating end buyers. That sequence reflects how real investing businesses function in practice. The value of the framework is not that it guarantees outcomes, but that it makes the business repeatable. For a reader, that means the book is less about theory and more about a sequence of actions that can be tested, refined, and scaled. In a niche where small mistakes can be costly, the step-by-step structure is one of the book's main strengths. Thirdly, how profit is created through discount acquisition rather than property improvement. A major concept in the book is acquiring vacant land at a steep discount. Often described in the source material as a fraction of market value, the economic logic is straightforward. Profit comes from buying below intrinsic or resale value and then selling into a market where the buyer sees utility in the land. This is the core mechanism behind most flipping models, but land adds an extra layer because pricing can be less efficient and less emotionally driven than home buying. The book appears to emphasize motivated sellers, which is a rational way to source below market deals. When a seller wants a fast sale or no longer wants the burden of holding land, the investor can potentially negotiate favorable terms. This topic matters because it explains why land flipping can work without renovation value. The investor is not manufacturing value through construction. Instead, the investor is arbitraging pricing inefficiency, time pressure, and flexible deal structures. That makes the deal analysis phase especially important. Using creative financing to turn land deals into recurring income, the title explicitly emphasizes monthly cash flow, and the book appears to treat seller financing as one of the primary ways to achieve that goal. This is a significant distinction from a pure quick flip strategy. Rather than only aiming for a one-time profit on resale, seller financing can convert a land sale into recurring payments over time. That changes the business model from transaction-only income to income with a more passive profile. For readers, this matters because it expands the meaning of flipping beyond immediate liquidation. The book's approach suggests that land can be sold in a way that aligns buyer affordability with investor income goals. This is especially relevant in vacant land, where traditional financing may be limited and creative terms can make a deal possible. The result is a model that can produce both upfront spreads and ongoing revenue streams, depending on how the sale is structured. That flexibility is one of the book's most practical contributions to land investing. Lastly, how systems and remote research make the model scalable. Another important dimension of the book is operational efficiency. The description suggests that Joe McCall presents land flipping as something that can be done remotely, using free online tools and relatively little weekly time. This is analytically important because it addresses the question of scale. A business model is only valuable if it can be repeated without excessive overhead, and the book appears to argue that land flipping fits that requirement. Remote due diligence lowers friction by allowing investors to screen opportunities without physically visiting every parcel. Online tools can help with market selection, property mapping, and basic research, which reduces the need for expensive infrastructure. The part-time angle also makes the model accessible to readers who are not full-time investors. However, the implied discipline is still substantial efficiency, does not eliminate the need for careful analysis. What the book offers is a way to systematize small, practical tasks into a business that can operate with limited time and capital, which is a major reason it stands out in the real estate investing category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a structured introduction to vacant land investing, especially those who are interested in real estate but do not want the operational burden of houses, repairs, or tenants. Beginners may find it useful because it presents a defined process rather than a loose collection of ideas. While experienced investors may value the niche focus and the emphasis on deal structure, pricing and efficiency, and seller financing. Its practical benefit is that it reframes land as a business asset that can generate either quick spreads or recurring cash flow, depending on how the transaction is designed. Compared with many real estate books that stay broad or motivational, this one appears more narrowly built around an execution model for a specific niche. That makes it stand out in its category. It is not a general wealth book, but a specialized playbook for vacant land flipping. Readers looking for a lower complexity real estate strategy, remote-friendly workflows, and a repeatable method for finding and monetizing motivated sellers will find the book especially relevant. If you would like to support Joe McCall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description.